You are listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
We have two very special guests, Willow Gear, and Bernardo.
Yeah, if we had Will Gear, that would be a news flash, wouldn't it? Well, we have him in spirit.
Are you here?
Yes, hi.
Yes, we are.
Hello. Oh, good. I was surprised that this play, it's enmeshed within your season. It opens tomorrow, August 1st. Can you tell me, how did this play come to you? Of course, you wrote it, Bernardo, so you can tell me that. How did it become part of the season?
Well, so, you know, I'm a Topanga resident, and I'm lucky enough to call Willow a friend. Our sons have played soccer together, and so I've gotten to know that family, and they produced a play of mine 2 years ago. So, and I teach a playwriting class at the theater. But, you know, this play came about, you know, when the Palisades fire happened. Most of us in Topanga were evacuated for about 2.5 weeks. And we sort of went through this kind of traumatic experience where we kept seeing on Watch Duty app this fire get closer and closer to all our homes and to our community and to the school that our children attend. And, you know, kind of made us think a lot about what is community, what is home, and like all the sort of scary, traumatic events of my life. I tried to process it through writing a play, and Willow was nice enough to read it and then help me develop it. And now we're doing it. So, you know, no turning back now.
Well, it's described, if I might say, as a darkly funny, pinche new comedy. And you had to get in that little Pachuco dialogue, did you?
You know, I kind of always have to. I don't know, you know. But my mom's not thrilled about it, but I guess, you know, we got to get it.
So, Willow, you're in the play, aren't you?
Yes. It's funny. Bernardo and I are both in the play. It was so interesting to see this play and watch it as it's been growing and growing and growing, and how much Bernardo was asking us people who've been here for a long, long time in Topanga, how the community's changed, what's happening. And there's this anomaly in a lot of towns, especially little communities that are separate from the main big cities, where during the pandemic, a lot of people moved up here and moved other places, and we all had to spread out. And there was a shift for a lot of people, just acknowledging their community and what is it and who are these people and what's happening and how am I and do I like it and what's important and how do we all get along. And, you know, that's just the microcosm, but you open it up to the freaking country and then the world. And how do we all get along when we have all these big differences in the way we think about the world? And that's the part of this play that I love so much, that Bernardo's captured. And it's deep and heavy, but at the same time, it's so funny and real. And you can see yourself in every single one of these characters. And it shows your flaws and creates a platform for a really good discussion about just human beings and groupings and how we get along with each other.
I can see the potential conflict in this. You have the residents of Topanga who are grown to the earth. They've been there for years.
Yes.
And then you have newcomers, which are, many of them are wealthy, social climbers, and they have a different perspective. And yet you all have to get along.
Yes. And it's wonderful because it shows how silly we all are in our own little corner that we've provided for each ourselves, you know, our own little narrative. And it shows little cracks in all of it so we can understand kind of where the other person's coming from, or, you know, go, oh, God, I just totally disagree with you still. But it makes you laugh the whole time. And I've just really loved watching how the progression of the play and how open Bernardo is to hearing. You want to get it right, Bernardo, and I love it. And it's a continuous evolution. And I think that the best kind of art is the kind of art that puts a mirror up in, you know, right in your face and makes you look at your demons and your angels and think about changing and growing and fixing things that you might not like when you look in that mirror. So doing it for our actual Topanga community is, it's just such a cool social experiment, and I can't wait to see what happens.
Now, your wife is also in this.
Yes.
She plays, this is interesting, a Jewish film editor.
Uh-huh.
And her, this is Lauren Safa. And they have conflicts within the play.
Yes. So, you know, when I first wrote the play, to be honest, you know, Julio, I haven't acted in a very long time, but Ellen turned to me after the first reading of the play, Ellen Gere, Willow's mom, who's the artistic director. And she said, I want to do the play, but I want you and your wife to play yourselves. And the idea terrified me so much that I thought, well, I guess I have to do it now. And my wife hasn't acted since college, and I haven't acted in 6 years. And I went home and I said to my wife, would you want to do this? And she said, yes, because you always put our arguments on stage verbatim. And now I get to actually represent myself and tell you how I actually feel. And so it's very meta. It's kind of surreal. There are moments in rehearsal where we're kind of reliving these arguments that we had at the time of the fires that I think a lot of couples were going through, like, do we move immediately? Did we get so lucky? Is it irresponsible to stay in Topanga? Or do we stay because that's what communities do and that's what a home is? And lots of places encounter natural disasters. Why are we running for our lives? And, you know, I tend to be anxious and nervous, and my wife tends to be very rational and logical. And those arguments are definitely represented in this play, you know?
Well, the play doesn't only have one married couple that has some problems. Willow, no. You play Juniper Williams.
Yes.
And you're a native struggling to hold her marriage together. And Aaron Hendry plays your husband.
Yeah, I think this is like the fifth year in a row Aaron and I have played husband and wife. We were laughing about it. we're longtime friends, Aaron and I. And, you know, he moved up to the canyon when I think I was like 11. And he likes to say he was renting a trailer in our front yard. He was one of my mom's students, and she took pity on him because he had nowhere to live. And he became one of our main actors. So we're kind of the old school Topanga representatives in the play. And yeah, you know, marriages are this interesting thing where you can feel like someone's your best friend, and then the next day you don't know why you did it, and then 2 hours later you're madly in love, and and the, you know, the whole point is to just hang on while you go on the roller coaster. And you know, this is a snapshot of a marriage in a time when I think a lot of people can reflect and, you know, see themselves in it. There's addiction involved, and what happens when one partner is fighting with that horrible demon, and how do they work through it as a couple? So that's a universal story that a lot of married couples are going through.
Now, there's another couple who's upscale, played by Amber Llewellyn as Melrose, a glamorous wellness desperate to rule over every social kingdom she enters, and John Sprick. I could see where the tension would be there.
Yeah, well, you know, I think after we did the first reading of the play about a year ago, we invited a lot of Topanga residents to come hear it and give their feedback and sort of like help me as a playwright see the blind spots that I was missing. And, you know, I am one of these newer residents of Topanga. I'm one of the quote unquote gentrifiers, right? And what was really important to hear from the old school residents was that there is a culture shift that has a lot to do with class, right? And my favorite parts of the play are the parts that the community gave me, right? That I wasn't just born intrinsically with knowing, because I didn't grow up in Topanga, right? I'm Mexican. I have my own background, you know, but that's part of the conflict that comes up in this play is, well, you know, what is a community? And, you know, you also have to be open to new people coming in. That's also a point that the play tries to make. And, you know, how do we meet in the middle? And, you know, one of the things I'll say about Topanga that I love is that no matter where someone is from or what social, you know, class they come from, what it does unite everyone is the kids and how we all sort of roll deep for our children, you know? And that is also one of the things the play tries to point back to is like, why are we so good at, you know, taking care of everyone's kids, but then we can't sit at dinner together when we disagree about politics or worldviews, et cetera, you know?
Yes. Now, this play sort of parallels what happened when Mount Vesuvius destroyed a Roman town.
Yeah.
Do you take any of the information from that play into this? Any of the...
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, spoiler alert, but, you know, the reason the play is called The People of Pompeii is that as we were driving back from being evacuated after the fires, we were driving through Pasadena, and I remember ash was falling from the sky, like literal ash. And my daughter, who was 2 at the time, asked me if it was raining. And I got very emotional. And, you know, I started thinking about the last time I had seen ash falling from the sky was in Mexico City when the volcano there was spewing ash. And then that made me think about the people of Pompeii and how they actually probably weren't surprised by the volcano. They were probably sitting there eating, watching ash erupt from a volcano for days or even weeks before it erupted. And they just sat there and kept living their lives rather than doing something about it. And I do feel that's what it feels like to be in this country right now. It's like we see that ash is falling from the sky, not just with, you know, global warming, but our politics. And, you know, the play is in some way a call to action of like, come on, guys, like, it ash is raining from the sky. We got to do something about this, and we can't just sit here anymore, you know. So that's where the title comes from.
Aha. Now, the play opens August 1st. So why aren't you guys rehearsing? That's tomorrow, isn't it?
It's an hour and 20 minutes. Man, the thing is over-rehearsed at this point, right?
Yeah.
I just wanted to add one quick thing in that another really awesome thing that Bernardo's brought to the play is he said he is, you know, of Mexican descent, Mexican. And, you know, a lot of these offshoot towns are very white towns. Like, I remember growing up and there was not a lot of, you know, racial diversity in Topanga. And a big part of, you know, the play is showing our community that. And I think that that's a really important part that Bernardo as a human brought to this play, and just about what is home and your culture makes you feel safe and at home. And sometimes when you're not in that safe place, like what am I doing? And so that's another big conversation in the play that I think is really important.
Well, it starts at 7:30 tomorrow, and it's running in repertory with your other plays of the season through October 4th.
Now, yeah, you can come on a weekend and see them all pretty soon.
That's right. You can arrange it. So there are 4 plays in all, right?
5. This is our 5th play, and you can even, you know, there's some amazing bed and breakfasts and even Airbnbs up here that you can come and make a weekend and come help this community that's still really been struggling since the fires and the road closure. The restaurants need help, and the stores need you to buy their stuff so that we can continue to thrive as a community.
Well, we are offering the members of the KPFK family a pair of tickets to see your show. If you can call 818-985-5735 or 818-985-KPFK, press 2. And what did I lose? I lost
the play. Well, we'll put you in touch with the box office out there at the Theatricum. And we just, it's so worth a trip out there. You know, get there early, take a little picnic. It's a beautiful setting, whether you go in the day or the nighttime. And you can have your choice of performance pending availability, of course. And this is just opening tomorrow, so you've got a while to see this and see all the plays running in repertory.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to just mention, Bernardo, that I think last, or maybe it was the 2024 season, Theatricum produced another one of your plays, if I'm not mistaken, the Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Latinx, Latine Vote, correct?
Yes, they were very nice to do it, and it was a really meaningful experience to have that play done in our backyard. And, you know, I hope that if people saw that play, they'll want to come see the next one.
And Theatricum Botanicum is located at 1419 North Topanga Canyon Boulevard. And for more information about the season, you can also call 310-455-3723 or visit theatricum.com.
Yeah, we've got Romeo and Juliet, A Midsummer Night's Dream, a reimagined adventure of Treasure Island from the novel, Noel Coward's Waiting in the Wings, which is rarely done. You get to see Ellen Gear. She's amazing. And then The People of Pompeii. Those are our plays this summer.
Well, I want to thank you both for being with us. It's my pleasure talking to you, Willow. I've been talking to you since you were 11, actually.
You have. It's nice to talk to you, too.
It's a family affair out there, and please give our regards to the wonderful Ellen. We just adore her adore what you do out there. So thanks again.
Thank you for being such great supporters, and I hope lots of people call and give you money today.
Yeah. Me too.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. It means a lot. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I love that this play is described as hilarious and deeply uncomfortable. That makes me want to go right there. So do call 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK, press 2. It's a $60 pledge for a pair of tickets to the play that we've been talking about, The People of Pompeii by Bernardo Cubria. It's part of the Theatricum Botanicum's 2026 season.